Welcome to a brand new Masechta, Maseches Baba Metzia. Again, so grateful to have you along for the journey. We finished Baba Kama, and now right into Maseches Baba Metzia. We said that Baba Kama is the first gate, Baba Metzia is the middle gate, and Amit Hashem, when we finish Baba Metzia, we'll go into Baba Basra, the last gate. This Masechta, this tractate, deals predominantly with different claims that people have. One person on their friend, pertaining to business, pertaining to labor, and just basic squabbles and basic disagreements that individuals could get into. And generally, it speaks about a lot of different monetary matters. The first two prakim, the first two chapters, discuss the halachas of mitziah v'aveda. Someone loses something, someone finds something, and the many different details that are involved. Let's jump right into the first mishnah with a tiny introduction. Let's say a person comes to his friend, and he says to him, you should know something, that car that you have, that's really my car. The halacha is that we tell the fellow to jump in the lake, because there's a concept or an idea of hamotzi mechaveri varaya. If you want to take something away from your friend, and your friend is a mochzik, that means it's in his property, he's holding it, it's under his jurisdiction, you have to bring proof. If you don't bring proof, so then we tell you goodbye. There's nothing you could do. How about when you have two people that are holding an object? So there, it's not apparent which one of them is the owner. That's what this Mishnah discusses. Says in the Mishnah, shnai mechzim betalis, two people holding a coat. Zemrani mitzasiya, one fellow says, I found it. It has no simanim on it, as we'll see. It has no identifying symbols. It's hefker. It's ownerless. I picked it up first. And the other fellow counters, and he says, what do you mean? I picked it up first, and therefore it's mine. Says the Mishnah, this fellow says that the entire object belongs to me and not to you. And this fellow says the entire object belongs to me and not to you. The Gemara explains why we needed this additional detail. But you have to learn the Gemara to understand that. Fellow number one has to swear that he doesn't own less than half. And fellow number two has to swear that he doesn't own less than half. And then the halacha is that we divide the talis equally between the two of them. We divide the coat equally between them, not by cutting it in half necessarily, but if it's a thing that's easily, you can divide into things, we do. But if not, we sell it, and the two of them divide the money. The Gemara explains that we don't have each of them swear according to what they're claiming. That means we don't say that each and every one of them says that the whole thing is mine. First of all, if you do that, you're going to be, someone automatically is lying. We also don't have you swearing and saying half of it is mine, because that's not your claim. You're not claiming half of it is yours. You're claiming the whole thing is yours. Therefore, you have to swear that you don't own less than a half. That means at least a half. In that situation, we divide it. Now, really, halachically, you don't have to swear. If two people are toifas one object, two people are holding one object, you just divide it, because each of them has equal ownership. However, the Chachamim, the rabbis, made a decree, they implemented, to prevent people from just walking over to another person and grabbing their garment, and then the two people come into Beis Din, the halachas, you have to make a shuvah, which is a much bigger deterrent if a person is saying something untrue. The Mishnah concludes, Zaymer Kula Shali. What happens if two people walk into Beis Din, and one of them says, Kula Shali, the whole object is mine, the whole coat is mine. And the other fellow says, no, half of it is mine, which means to say we picked it up at the same time. So fellow number one says, I picked it up first, therefore it's mine. Fellow number two says, we picked it up together. Says the Mishnah, Ha'aymer Kula Shali, the fellow that said that he totally owns it, he picked it up first. Yishava She'en Leiba Pachos Mishlesha Chalakim. He swears that he doesn't own any less than 3/4 of the object. And the fellow that says half of it is his, he swears that he doesn't have less than 1/4. That means to say, on 50% of the garment, there is no conflict. Everyone agrees it belongs to one of them. The question is just on the other 50%, therefore each of them swears based on their ownership. One an additional quarter, and one the corner in general. Says the Mishnah, Zenoit to Shlesha Chalakim, one of the fellows walks away with 3/4 of the garment, Vizenoit to Revia, and the other fellow walks away with 1/4 of the garment. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.